I'm in the middle of Ballybohol, North County Dublin. I was on the verge of starting an audio boo for the third time, unknowns to you listening to this. And it was supposed to be, I'm in the peaceful surrounds of North County Dublin where trees are, sheep and men are, farmers, stuff like that. And then a chainsaw kicked off behind me in the background. I don't know what that is. What is that?
Bunch of kids.
Oh, and all of a sudden a bunch of kids, like it's not all of a sudden, I don't know how this happens. The one time since January last year that I've actually decided to do a piece of audio outside, get chainsaws going and kids screaming, and then it goes back to what it should be. On my paths, I have bumped into Philip Murta. Most of you would remember Philip from the Sod Show, funnily enough. He spoke about making elderflower champagne. He once gave me, unknowns, possibly to you at home, 3 bottles of elderflower champagne, but never told me to let the gas out. They spontaneously combusted or exploded. In my pantry, we had champagne elderflower tasting glass penetrated the ceilings inside. It was dripping all over the place.
Scented wallpaper is a very expensive commodity, I'll have you know.
Phil, why would any man in this country want to go traipsing the hedge grows and back lanes of Ballybohol, North County Dublin? What's in it? It's not exactly the comfort of a cinema.
It was actually 3 bottles of Cobra mixed with Salpidine, and need them to wash it off and walk it off, and a good Indian as well that I had last night. It was fantastic. And to wake up the next morning and just basically walk through, go traipsing through the muck the hardest way possible to take as many calories off me as possible during that period of time is the driving factor. Look at the sun, for God's sake. Look at the clouds and everything else around us. It's absolutely gorgeous. And my head is now cleared. And then I bump into you. Oh, dear. Conservation of misery, I suppose. I'm just not going to be happy today.
I have an excuse. I'm out walking with my daughter. It tends to put her to sleep. I just talked to her about plants, and she tends to, dog, come away from the baby.
Ben and Jerry are talking to there. Be careful.
There's a large dog sniffing my baby, which isn't far off a joke. The point of the audio boot that I was attempting for the third time before I realised Philip was going to talk to me about his endeavours of yesterday evening was that on the 29th of January there is in fact a hedgerow walk. If you don't know what the hedgerow walks are, it sounds a little bit boring, but funnily enough there's also a hedgerow society. I found that quite humorous when I first heard about it. In fact, I nearly fell off my stool, and that is not excess use of the cliche. 29th, go to blog.donaghanlandscape.com, put in hedgerow, see what comes up, take a look at the photographs. It's actually quite good. For the nerds outside, hashtag Anthony McGuinness at Cloud Steph et al, who were looking to come on an outing. Nerds outside, it's actually picking up, the wind is picking up here. But for those who aren't aware of the nerds outside hashtag, or is it nerd outside? It is the geekery, the computer heads of Dublin and beyond, who sit at a desk typing things into a laptop or computer or other device for elongated periods of time and getting paid for it, who want to get out and get a little bit more exercise in the fresh air of North County Dublin. Well, in this case, I refer to North County Dublin. I'm not cold, no. I've got my Gellert, I vote to no sponsorship, Wayne's World jumper on me.
Jeans and shoes and so on.
If you want to come along on the 29th, I will have a blog post up in about a week's time. It's not up there yet. Also, if you go to blog.donaghanlandscape.com, go down the right-hand side, there is actually a category for garden group. That's where you will find all notations, because in and around about, I think it's Sunday 21st or Sunday 22nd, I'm not too sure, it would be 22nd if the following Sunday is the 29th, there is intended to be the first garden group outing of 2011. Philip's now starting to walk away from me, so I'm going to follow him, because my wee little precious 1 foot tall human is actually asleep in the perambulator. Other than that, what can I say? Yes. Oh, other than that, if you are headed into Dublin City Centre, the Young Scientist Exhibition is on this weekend. Funnily enough, Dan's fifth class from Educate Together in Balbriggan have an exhibition in there. What had actually started it from was, is my English entirely correct there? Fingal Libraries had me teaching Dan's fifth class about gardening. Dan's fifth class went a little bit of a stage further and used what I was teaching them for the Young Scientist exhibition. If you're in there, check them out. Let me know what you think. You'll find me, facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping, as Speedy Gonzalez comes down the road in a Ford Focus. Thank you. He slows down to let us pass. And yes, for that and all other matters, chat to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.